This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Wait a second. Look at that start of the schedule for the Steelers and imagine that Mason Rudolph is the quarterback.
Yeah, and
you know, feel like with what he's got around him, they would still do well there?
No.
No.
I think you're staring at 0-6 in the face.
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. So Dan Orlovsky thinks the Steelers would start 0-6 if Mason Rudolph is forced to play and Aaron Rodgers shuns the Steelers and says thanks but no thanks. First six games are at the Jets, the Seahawks, at the Patriots, the Vikings in Dublin, the Browns at home, and then Thursday night football, a short week. You got to go to Cincinnati, which will be really hard. He thinks 0-6 in those games. For context, the Steelers last started 0-6 in 1968. Bill Austin was the coach, and things went south so badly for Stone Cold Bill Austin that the Steelers fired him, and that's when Chuck Knoll took over as coach. So
and Orlovsky's telling maybe they would go so bad that Art Rooney would fire Mike Tomlin and hire an offensive-minded head coach, and I think at that point you would say mission accomplished.
Oh, if it goes that way, it's one of the great seasons in Steelers history. If they have a horrible year and Mike Tomlin gets fired and they're in position to take
your
quarterback,
you'd be dancing in the streets.
I'm going to say something right now. Short of going to, like, the AFC Championship game, that's the best thing that could happen to this team.
Except they would hire another ultra-defensive head coach.
Stop.
Hire somebody who believes in just running.
They're three.
His opening presser. Hey, I believe in two things, running the football and defense.
They're three for their last three with hiring head coaches.
I'm surprised you would even admit that. What's wrong? You need some coffee
here? I'm tired, and my wife is killing me because she gave me an assignment today that I needed to get back to her and get completed.
And you did.
And I've done absolutely nothing on it.
Can you share any details about this assignment?
Yeah, it's about wood bees. Wood bees are drilling a hole in our deck and nesting in there. And
oh, you mean carpenter bees?
Carpenter bees.
Oh, I've got the solution for you. You got to get one of those little houses that's made of cedar wood that you can hang on the deck, like on off of a post. It's very sadistic. They fly into it because they're attracted by the smell. Then they fall into a little plastic jar inside and can't get out. And you basically watch them struggle and eventually die.
Or you can get that one lady who has a TikTok account who just goes around and gets a queen and they all just flock to her.
What?
You haven't seen that?
No. I'm not on TikTok. I thought that we got rid of TikTok.
She like gets a queen. She like gets a queen bee and puts it in like one of those honeycombs and all the bees just go to her because they all need a queen. The reason why they're staying is because they don't have one.
I'll tell you what, bees were the original simps, weren't they, Charlie?
They need to go to the
HBQ.
They like flock to the
horny bee quotient.
Yes, they flock to the Selma Hayek of bees, is what he's saying. I mean, that sounds way more humane than just coming up with a contraption that kills them instantly, but
it doesn't kill them instantly. That's the not humane part.
Yes,
it kills them slowly.
It kills them slowly and painfully.
I mean, this is, obnoxious me talking, but, like, what would you rather prefer to do? have the bees not drill holes in your deck and die, or have the bees live and drill holes everywhere?
I mean, if you go by my wife's mandate, that. I mean, I really don't have an issue with bees.
Pony, these carpenter bees, they don't have stingers. They just bore holes in wood.
But what's the worst they can do, Chris?
Get up there and lay eggs for more bees, and then you have suddenly a huge problem?
But they're going to eat the wood so much that they're like termites that are going to ruin
my
deck?
It's going to
be like
Swiss cheese, man. It's going to look like Swiss cheese. They
bore
these holes.
So she's right, I have to get rid of them.
Yes. Get one of these little houses. You clearly don't have the stomach to do any wet work yourself.
Well, I also probably going to have to close these holes up, no?
I mean, you can plug the holes with, like, a bit of putty.
Wood
and then
putty?
Like, yeah, wood putty. You can. But we got these SOBs a couple of different times. They're here for about 40 days every year, and you got to get them. But the thing is,
I go to a hardware store and they got these houses, or specially order?
Yeah, I'll take care of this for you. No, we got one. Alex put it up yesterday. We're good.
Oh, so you're in the same boat as me.
We've done this like 3 years. We've done this 3 years running. It happens in this time in May, and it lasts until roughly mid-June, and then they're done because I think it gets too hot for them. But here's the thing. One bee falls in there, it gives off – this is why it's so wild. It gives off, like, pheromones that attract other bees to come to it.
To die in there.
To meet their demise.
Yeah, that is
it's
pretty
like,
messed up.
What was that in the Odyssey? They have those sirens who are on the island, and they're trying to get all those horny guys to sail
yeah,
over
I
there.
Yeah, I remember that. And they got stuck there.
I'll tell you what. Odysseus and his men just done in by the HGQ.
One night in bed actually translated into a year.
Right. Now, if it was 1 year off your life for a night with Salma Hayek, I don't know if you'd do that.
That was a brutal spot for those guys.
They were not the brightest, would you agree? Just very letting the small brain control the big brain there.
I know, but when you're out at sea for
Homer was a sick freak talking about this stuff and writing it up.
But when you think about it, they were out at sea for so long. Could you blame them? They were on a boat with a bunch of smelly guys. They'd been killed by cyclopses and things of that nature.
They just said, you know what, I'll take the year.
And one of them was turning guys into pigs, too. I mean, they really ran into some effed up stuff on that Odyssey, man.
Those broads on that island, man, not to be trifled with.
But then when Odysseus got back, he even was still crazy from it.
Oh, yeah, Odysseus just, what do you call him, a tragic figure?
Oh, Greek
Big
tragedy
time.
All the way.
Big time.
Anyways.
The real tragedy, of course, would be Mason Rudolph. Oh, no, it would actually not be Mason Rudolph proving Orlovsky wrong. People would eat that up. I also think just Orlovsky is being a little disrespectful to Rudolph
here. A little bit. Very.
I mean, it's kind of like I think Orlovsky's a very smart guy. And when he does, like, those breakdowns with Ryan on TV where they, like, really chop at bat. Ryan does, here's what the defense is thinking. Dan does, here's what the offense is trying to accomplish and thinking. I love that. They kind of almost sync it up like it's a synchronized sort of dance and they're both at the telestrator. It's great. It makes me feel like I'm learning something about football and I feel smarter when I'm done watching it. Dan should know enough to know that, like, yes, is Rudolph some upper tier quarterback? Absolutely not. Is he bad enough to go 0-6 in that stretch of games? Almost no way.
Listen to the
opposing. He's better than Justin Fields.
Wow. Cabali said that and got absolutely murdered for it. You believe that?
Do you think he's better than Justin Fields? I would trust Mason Rudolph, actually, based on what I've seen, to win a game. Because I actually think that the Steelers, Mike Tomlin weirdly paid Mason Rudolph in that Seattle game the ultimate show of respect for a guy we know he doesn't really believe in him. He let him ice the game on his arm.
You love bringing that up.
But it's true, Pony.
It is.
They let him stand in there and throw the ball.
Tomlin let Fields do the same thing in Cleveland and on a third down in a snowstorm and a blizzard and threw it down.
In a game where they were running the ball effectively at Seattle, he said, put the ball in the air and win the damn game. And the guy did. I think that's relevant.
I agree with you. I think I'm weirdly and strangely curious to see what Mason Rudolph could do if given a chance. So I would co-sign that. The six quarterbacks they play to start the year are as follows. And obviously the Brown situation could change. Fields, Darnold, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Kenny Pickett, and Joe Burrow. Burrow is obviously elite. You catch Drake May on a day where your defense is cooking, you've got a shot.
Here, just we'll do
the, and
do
the other four guys. I mean, Darnold's had one great year.
J.J. we've never seen
apart.
Play it down.
McCarthy's a mystery. We know Kenny's a backup, and
And Fields,
is a runner.
Fields is, well, the thing with is completely random. Is he going to play like the super buttoned up style that he did with Tomlin, where they let that Jets defense is still like pretty solid on paper? It's
I think
got
they'll play
players.
A conservative because they've got Aaron Glenn as a
so
head
that's
coach,
what I mean.
And they've got Breece Hall there.
So I think that one
I think
is,
they'll just let him run it more.
I think that's like a coin flip, but that's also the kind of game, God, Tomlin loves playing that style of game. Oh, the other coach is going to be conservative?
By the way, we were closer to being right about that line than Donnie.
What was it?
It's Steelers minus 3.
I was a half point off.
And Donnie said Jets favored in that game.
Yeah, you said 1.5 Steelers.
I
said 2.5.
Yep.
Man, do you think – so do you think that line – okay, here's another just quick offshoot.
I think that line
– Rodgers.
Yes.
I think that's a Rodgers reflection.
So do I.
Because I think if it was Rudolph, it would be a pick 'em or possibly
or Jets
favored by like a point or two.
Agreed. I think the odds makers – wrongly think that Aaron Rodgers
they respect Rodgers' reputation. I don't think they're watching like game in, game out Aaron Rodgers.
How many times under Mike Tomlin have the Steelers started 1-5 in a season?
I know they started 0-4 in 2013. But then I thought they got to at least 2-4. I don't think they've ever done it.
Correct. It's a trick question. How many times have the Steelers started 2-4 under Mike Tomlin?
13 season, they had to have.
Yep.
I want to say it happened one more time, but I'm blanking on when it would have.
It did.
2012?
No. 2019.
Oh,
the Mason
yeah.
Rudolph Duck Hodges.
Yeah, that's a bad miss by me. That's a very bad miss. I apologize to all my fans.
Of which there are many, and they love you.
They are legion.
How many beers deep do you think Donnie is right now? He's at a bachelor party in Myrtle Beach, and he sent out a picture of himself on a balcony overlooking a pool about an hour ago.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
All right, so what time is it? 4:03. Let me see the picture. I didn't see this one. I suppose this seat will do. That's a Noah Hyles reference.
Oh, by the way.
He's drinking the Surfside stuff. He's getting called out for gimmick infringement.
By?
People are responding to the tweet saying this is Noah Hyles gimmick infringement, saying that's not going to work for me, brother.
People are tweeting him in a mic in a
Paul
Hogan voice.
Yeah, Donnie's very popular. I'll set the number at for you right now, okay?
Yep.
Over under 7.5 in for the day.
I think already. I think he's over it. Yeah.
Over under 9.5.
Over.
Over.
Over. Damn, yeah. Charlie. I think he's under both. I think he's at like 6.
Well, let's text him and find
out. He's a respectable adult.
By the way, 2022 got a text in. They started 2-4 as well. That's right. They beat Cincinnati in week 1 with Trubisky, and then they came home for the home opener, got beat by New England.
Oh, yeah.
Lost, shockingly, to the Jets after that at home, Zach Wilson.
Kenny came in.
Then got beat by Buffalo, got absolutely murdered there.
That was
and
ugly.
Kenny's first start.
That was very ugly. Didn't he throw for 300-plus because it was all empty calories, though?
Yep. And there's the game where Trubisky started in Cleveland, I forgot. So they lost at Cleveland, too. So it was Cincinnati, New England at Cleveland, oof. The Jets, the Bills, and then Kenny got hurt against
Tampa. And then Trubisky came in and rode to the rescue.
Sorry, Charlie.
That's the biggest underdog upset Mike Tomlin's ever pulled, 9.5.
Charlie, why didn't you go to that game?
What's I couldn't afford it.
There?
That was
well. That's because it was a Brady game.
It was,
and everybody.
Yeah, it was a Brady game,
Brady.
And I still lived in Jersey at that time.
The guy, the guy who least wanted to be at that game was Tom Brady, who was out there yelling at his teammates after he had been at Robert Kraft's what was it?
Wedding.
Yeah.
So that's 3 times they've started 2-4 under Tomlin. Never a 1-5. They better not start 2-4 because these first 6 games are pretty easy and the rest of the schedule is an absolute bitch. I mean, it's hard, man.
Well, you would think that, okay, you would think Tomlin, or at least you would hope, he has some sort of book on Fields, right? Like, feels like he's got a good handle on the player's capacity.
Yep.
I think you could feel like he's got a good handle on what Kenny Pickett's capable of, right? Or incapable of. And then I would think he would put J.J. McCarthy, even though Kevin O'Connell is like a quarterback whisperer, you'd still want to see, like, think Tomlin has something up his sleeve for a rookie, who at that point will have played all of 3 games in the NFL.
If you went to Art Rooney right now and said, we're going to give you a choice, Art. You can only win one of these games. You can either beat the Vikings in Dublin or beat the Bengals in Cincinnati on Thursday Night Football. Which one do you think you'd pick?
Dublin.
Me too.
Dublin.
Even though that makes no sense.
game because is not nearly as consequential.
Because the division game means more, but I think he's going to treat that game in Dublin like it's this year's version of the Super Bowl for the
Steelers.
Well,
if you're trying to create, like, if you're trying to really make – I know that's their designated market over there. Like, the Chiefs have, what is it, Frankfurt or whatever, which is very funny. You want to win the game because that's going to be more merch. Like, the people –
It is.
I would think the people in Dublin who are deciding, yeah, I'll adopt the Steelers, like, they're – you know, their former owner, late owner, was the ambassador to Ireland and everything else. I would think, like, if the team wins, you're going to be more gassed up for it.
Okay, but I don't think a loss is going to cause people to say, the heck with this, I think I'm going to become a Viking fan now. Or a fan of another team. I think if you're either going to that game as a Steelers fan already.
But you might be more enthusiastic about it. Like, if I had adopted a soccer team that was doing a barnstorming tour of the U.S. and I decided to go to their game at Akershire and watch them win, I'd be like, yeah, cool, hell yeah.
I just feel like Art is going to look at it like this game is in my father's memory, and I don't want to lose it. And if there's one game I can win this year, this is the game.
Do you think
he wants that football memory for the rest of his life, and he wants to leave there a winner?
Art, you're going to go 8-9, but you're going to beat the Vikings in that game? Or you're going to go 9-8 and win a wild card game and then get trounced in the division round.
Oh, man. And that playoff game's on the road, so he gets no money for it?
Sure, yes.
I think he'd rather beat Minnesota.
Okay. I know we can't go any further with this, and you even said, I think if it was a home game somehow, which it wouldn't be if you're playing in that wild card round.
Yeah, well, yes, it could be if you're... Oh. If you're 9-8 and won like a horrible AFC North.
No, I meant more as I should have specified you're a wild card again. Yeah, wild card team. That's my bad.
You're not a
crummy yet. 9-8 ain't winning this division, my friend.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Well, do you think you know who the mystery guest is next?
I have one theory.
Okay, why don't you write it down?
Okay.
And then hide it like I'm always the mentalist here.
Okay.
And then we'll check it when we bring the person on after Charlie's headline. We're live at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. We're here until 6. It's the PM team on the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. We've promoted a mystery special guest all day. There's now 3 people who know about this. Me, the guest himself, and Charlie back in Greentree were at a jam-packed, raucous Rivers Casino Sportsbook. This place is flooded with people here to watch and bet on the PGA Championship, where guys like Stephen Yamir Yager and Ryan Michael J. Fox are Luke Donald football at the top of the leaderboard. I mean, it is not exactly a who's who.
The course is not playing to what it's supposed to be. It was supposed to be a bomber's paradise. Luke Donald is, like, easily one of the shortest hitters still playing on tour. If he went to your local club, you'd say, wow, that guy hits it good, but you wouldn't say, wow, that guy hits it far.
You wrote down the name of the mystery special guest.
Yes.
May I see it?
Yes, you may.
Ooh. I'm sorry, Malzie. Another prediction gone wrong for you this week.
Can I tell people the name now? The name I wrote down, so it's not this person, was Richie Walsh. And the only reason I wrote Richie's name was when you said maybe this person will make up for Pump not, you know, giving us the Bellefonte snorkel and not appearing, I thought it might be very literal, like his... Do I call Richie his co-worker? Not his understudy. His co-worker.
He's an understudy.
Okay. At KDKA TV, I thought might be because Richie loves to play little games like this.
By the way, Bob blamed Charlie in a text to me. Said Charlie said 3:35. He thought because Charlie was new, we were doing things a little bit differently today with him. So he said it was all his fault for why.
Both of you could have simply reached out to the other and actually cleared up
communication
that confusion.
Issues.
We never have communication breakdowns in the radio business.
All right, let's go out to the fan hotline and welcome in our special guest. Special guest, identify yourself, please.
Special guest?
I'm sorry, was I supposed to say something?
Do you know who it is?
No, I'm hearing a lot of, like, window noise here.
Well, yeah, he's driving.
This is what, you mean my Bluetooth speaker is not working in my car?
Oh, now I can hear it. It took a second there. Hello.
It's this guy's Christmas Day
schedule release.
Jim Colony. Who invented the Steelers win-loss game the day after the schedule came out.
I did not know that this was a Jim creation. Jim, how did you play this morning? Because you very generously sent me an invite that I could not take you up on today.
I did. Front 9 bad, back 9 was pretty good. 4 over on the back.
But I like that. That means you left in a good mood.
Jim, what was the first year you played the Steelers schedule win-loss game? Is that when they were the Pirates back in 1933?
Yeah, Ron and I had a contest to see who could guess the record. I honestly can't remember. For some reason, I'm thinking that it was post-Giannotti. And I think it was with Dunlap, but I couldn't pinpoint a year for that.
I mean, I feel like I'm in the I always feel when I'm talking to you like I'm in the presence of greatness. But now finding out that you created this little game, it's just an extra feather in your cap.
Something that's been called boring radio by others today. So how about that, Jim?
It was called lazy radio by somebody else that Jim knows from his past.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I don't think I invented it. I mean, the only thing I invented around Pittsburgh was the University of North Allegheny. I came up with that.
That's you.
That was my creation.
We always said when we ran into an NA student at, like, when I was at Penn State, that they were just going to 13th grade up there because there were so many of them, Jim.
All right, let's cue the music here for Jim, please. Charlie? I texted you about the music. What are we doing here?
Oh,
communication
man.
Issues. Charlie's dropped about 15 balls today. He's fumbled it.
He's dropped more balls than a class full of 7th grade boys hitting puberty.
All right. Jim, let's go here one by one. You were not prepped on this. I don't even know if you've seen the schedule, so this might just be completely off the top of your head. There it is. Week one, Steelers at Jets. Lower the music, Charlie. Week one, Steelers at Jets.
For some reason, I desperately want an L in this game, so I'm going to give it an L.
Why do you want that?
Just because I've come, not like I'm anti-Steelers here, but I'm the mismanagement of that franchise is, you know, it's never going to reach the levels of their North Shore counterparts. But I just the way they've operated things, I would have done things a whole lot differently, and I kind of hope that Justin Fields comes back. I hope that he audibles out of all sorts of plays and, you know, shows Arthur Smith that, hey, you know what, I'm capable of doing stuff. So and plus it's a road game, right? So I'm going to go with the Jets.
I got to go W here.
No, I'm not asking you for your picks. I'm asking you to give Jim the next game.
Oh, I thought we were supposed to make the picks with him.
No, okay. This is Jim's moment in the sun. I'm not trying to steal his shot.
Jim,
here.
I'm incredibly sorry to have stepped on your toes even briefly.
No,
all right, Jim.
It's just that I'm winding past Morgantown right now on our way to South Carolina for a wedding.
Oh, delightful.
Well, maybe you'll see Donnie down there. He's got a bachelor party in Myrtle Beach this weekend.
What, this weekend?
Like, yes. In real time right now.
Our wedding is near Columbia, but we are going down to Myrtle on Sunday. So I guess, hopefully we're not staying in the same place that those guys are.
Jim, for the third time since 2011, the Steelers open at home with about as nondescript an opponent as you can, the Seattle Seahawks.
Well, I think that was a bad game for Mason Rudolph, as I recall. I think that was the beginning of the end of that season for him. I don't know. I think the Steelers win that game.
At New England, your old stomping grounds in week three.
Man, the Patriots are terrible. I have to go with the Steelers. I know that bad things happen there, but the Patriots are a bad team, so I think the Steelers managed to win that game.
Across the pond to Dublin we go to take on the Minnesota Vikings in what will be technically a Steelers home game, Jim.
I got to go with the Minnesota Vikings in that one.
All right, Jim Colony is picking the Steelers. He popularized this game. He made it into, yes?
Pony, you know, I was going to cheat and go through, and I was going to make sure that I also kind of desperately want to come up with a non-winning season here. And I'm not going to take the tie, make up a tie for a cop-out, but I'll just proceed, and I'm not really keeping track. I know I'm 2-2 right now.
Yep.
But it would be great if it comes out to like 7 or 8 wins, but we'll see.
Kenny Pickett, potentially Brown starting quarterback in Pittsburgh week 6. Your pick?
Steelers.
That was quick. Not Kenny Pickett. Joe Burrow, definitely, or you would think, unless he's hurt, Bengals starting quarterback on the road, Thursday night football, short week at Cincinnati.
You know, the Bengals have a bad schedule that week, don't they? Don't they have one of those things that that Art Rooney used to get mad about the Steelers having to put up with? But I just think early in the season, it's a Thursday. I'm going to go with the Bengals.
The next week is potentially the Aaron Rodgers revenge game, the Packers in Pittsburgh for Sunday Night Football, Mr. Colony.
I'm sick of Aaron Rodgers, too, and he's not even here yet. Home game, okay, Steelers. Now we're 3-3.
No, you were already 3-3. Now you're 4-3.
Uh-oh, look out.
Oh, God. Oh, no,
Here comes a home game against the Colts and whoever they've got at quarterback.
Oh, man, if they lose that game, then they deserve. But that would be the Tomlin special, right?
Yep. So?
I just can't see that happening, although it did last year, didn't it? They already did that. No, they will beat the Colts.
All right. Will they go on the road for a de facto home game across the country and play the team without fans at the Los Angeles Chargers, Jim?
Yes, they will, and they'll lose.
The Bengals at home.
That's a loss.
Okay, we found out today that this team's starting quarterback purportedly did not even want to play for them, and he and his father attempted to sort out avenues by which he could avoid playing for them. Caleb Williams and your Chicago Bears on the road.
That adds some intrigue to it, but I'm going to go with the Bears.
Bears.
Bills at home, week 13. Josh Allen and the gang.
No, don't even. No. Buffalo.
That's a four-game losing streak.
I know.
Right now,
it's starting to get late early out there, but he doesn't want to know the record, Pony. At Baltimore, out of the frying pan and into the fire against Lamar Jackson in his place.
But is this part of the Christmas tournament yet? No, you got to. I have to pick the Ravens at home in that one. It'll be a three-point game. Well, no, I guess the playoff game wasn't a three-point game, was it? I will pick Baltimore.
A Monday night football game against the Dolphins at home in December, Jim.
Yeah, that's the Steelers' victory. Tomlin's pretty good on Monday night, as I remember.
You'd normally look at Detroit and up until the last 3 years or so in the schedule and say, thank God, a breather. Now, not so much. At Detroit, a 4:25 featured kickoff.
Okay, I guess this will have happened the previous 2 weeks as well, except for the one game that the Steelers' defense, once again, late in the season, is going to be exposed for the fraud that it is. Where they'll look good against it. The Steelers' defense looks good until it has to, and the Lions are legit. Even if they had all those injuries last year, and look how well they did. So I'm definitely going Detroit.
At Cleveland, which has been a house of horrors for the Steelers lately in Week 17.
That's not Thursday night, though, is it?
No,
that's a 1 o'clock game that by this point might be the Spiro Dita's game.
That used to be a Sam Nover game when I was in college and the Patriots played teams like the Colts. Which is true. I didn't even really know. And then I met Sam when we moved to Pittsburgh 15 years later, which was kind of funny.
And then he once sold a car in the paper that said celebrity owned, somebody told me.
Celebrity owned, I know. I'm thinking about selling a couple golf clubs, calling them celebrity owned.
In your case, it would be celebrity thrown.
You know what? I'll take the Steelers.
Oh, that sounds confident. Man, just brimming with confidence.
No, bad thing, that used to be a fun trip. I used to enjoy covering the games. You know, Jeff and I, and then before that, guys like people, Tim Benz, guys that we would go up to cover the games, and it was so much fun because we'd listen to the Browns post-game show on the way back, and the fans were all so miserable. But, things have changed.
Didn't your wife get accosted in a bathroom there? Didn't she almost get assaulted by an angry Browns
fan? Yes, she did.
Fan?
I told her. And say hi to Lynn and Chris, by the way, because they're traveling, obviously, with me.
Hello, Lynn. Hello, Chris.
I told her, do not take off your whatever coat she had on, because she had on a Steelers shirt under it. I said, do not take it off, whatever you do. But it was a beautiful day, and so she ends up taking off her top coat or whatever. So she got accosted by some lady, started barking at her in a lady's room.
That was actually the mayor's wife.
All right, last one.
Baltimore, home game. Could mean nothing for the Ravens. Actually, could mean nothing for the Steelers, too.
Well, the only way the Steelers have a chance in that game is if it's one of those, and, man, was it so long ago when the Steelers were in that position almost every final week where they could rest guys and they didn't really, there was really nothing at stake. No, Baltimore's going to win that game. They'll probably run for 400 yards this time instead of three.
Oh, Jim,
I
have tallied it up here, Jim, and it is ugly. You have the Steelers going 7-10. A Mike Tomlin losing season and a pretty comfortable losing season.
Well, I don't know. I kind of piled it on a bit at the end, but honestly,
piled it on. You know, had them barely go. You had them almost go 0 for November.
Well, they unleash hell a month early, I guess.
Jim, last one. Our listeners want to know what you're doing these days.
I'm sorry?
Our listeners want to know what you're doing these days besides traveling down to South Carolina for a wedding.
Like, well, broadly speaking.
Just hanging out at Pheasant Ridge, playing a lot of golf, working, making big money. That's pretty much it. Oh, and our granddaughter, Phoebe.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I got a picture from Jim of him holding little feet.
Awesome. When did that happen?
Wait, Andrew, I never sent you a photo?
No, nothing.
You got to send him the same picture you sent me, Jim. It's a lovely picture. Oh. You look like you are legitimately as happy as you could possibly be.
I know, and Phoebe was really good with everybody else, and as soon as I held her, she started bawling her eyes out.
That sounds about right.
It really does, doesn't it?
All right, Jim. Enjoy that wedding. It's
safe
good to
travels.
Catch up to you. Catch up with you. See ya.
Yeah, okay. Now I can pick the speed back up again. We're in wild and wonderful West Virginia. And whatever county we're in, you know it's a certified business location.
See ya, Jim. There you go. Jim Colony.
My crack about a place where they have no fans.
Yeah.
Los Angeles, the Chargers. It elicited a very predictable response from a very predictable source.
Oh,
Dan Potash, very aggrieved by this comment.
The Donnie Football Debrief starring Charlie Borges is next. Quick timeout. We'll be right back. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. South Hills Kia.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Time for the Donnie Football Debrief is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Donnie is down in Myrtle Beach for a bachelor party long weekend. He's already sending out pictures of himself drinking iced tea mixed with vodka. I've texted him to see how many deep he is. He's not gotten back to me, which leads me to believe he's drunk enough to not be, like, glued to his phone or...
He doesn't feel that he owes you that, which means, yeah, I would start to bet the over at that point.
Well, I think it speaks to a delayed reaction. You know what I mean?
It just speaks to you're not a priority. I think if he was lower on the end of the drink number, he'd be like, oh, yeah, I'll tell you, right away. He's way more about having fun.
So you managed to spin this into something that is now an anti-pony.
No,
take.
It's that he's not concerned with responding to either of us.
Okay.
He's thinking about having fun with his buddies. Which he should be.
If Pat Freiermuth texted him right now, would he get back to him?
Yes.
So if Pat had texted and said, hey, how many deep are you from listening to our show, he'd immediately get a response.
Yes.
So how can I not take what you said as an insult or dig at me?
It's an insult or dig at both of us. Do you want me to ask him? Say, hey, Donnie, can you follow up with this?
Do you think if Pomp had sent him a message 10 minutes ago?
No, actually. I think we would get a response before Pomp. If Craig asked him how many beers deep he was, he'd say he's looking into it.
Charlie, do you want to defend yourself in this Pompiani gate scenario that we have here where he's blaming you for blowing the show off in the 3 o'clock hour?
I would rather not. There's already been one producer who's been at war with Pompiani, and I don't want to be number two.
Very well done.
Smart man.
Things happen in this business. It's miscommunication. Let's chalk it up to that. I'll be better tomorrow. We'll be better tomorrow.
Very sharp.
All right, let's do the debrief. You've got it. What do we have?
The debrief, May 15th, 2025. The Indianapolis Colts, every NFL team has their own schedule release thing, their video. They've gotten funnier and cuter with it as the years have gone on. The Colts released their video, an animated video, which they have since had to take down because they had a little animation of a dolphin in the water with a Tyreek Hill jersey being arrested by the Coast Guard.
All right, I have a take on this that might get people upset.
Well, there'd be
I feel
first.
Like this is one of those things where we have in this country and in the way we do things, there's a clear line between people that are allowed to pretty much say and do whatever they want and then others that are held to a much higher politically correct standard. For example,
you're just figuring this out now?
I'm just saying, I'm not saying I'm figuring it out now, but let's just say for some reason, like Shane Gillis had somebody on his team make like a video of an NFL video that had.
It's the same thing that the Colts social team did.
I think it would get a huge pop.
Probably. He's a comedian. That's the expectation.
But the expectation for these schedule releases have morphed into humor. The Steelers' schedule release video was all about just.
I didn't even watch theirs. I prime myself for one team's video. It's the Chargers every year. And God, did they just roast Pickens and the Steelers? God, did they bury Pickens? No children allowed. It said, had a sign that said that
always open.
This track ends in 9 feet 8 inches. Yeah. Just, I really enjoyed the roasting.
Right, so if it's
they
all
put
about
on.
Trying to crack people up, the Jaguars hired that guy. You know the dude everyone mocked on social media for, like, putting out his daily routine where he would, like, splash
his face dunk his face in the ice water, yeah.
The peel from the banana to clean his face.
That guy was, like, a division – I think he played running back at, like, App State.
They hired him, like, not just, like –
So is he in on the joke?
Yeah, he's clearly in on the joke now. I mean, you pay him enough.
I hope he was in on the joke from the beginning, but I think the problem is that he was – I have a bad feeling, very serious at the start.
Like,
anyway, get
it. You don't want NFL teams to push the envelope that far.
Well, I have a separate take on this. Yours is that certain people are held to a different standard if a comedian does it or whatever. I have a very specific take on this one. I actually didn't watch the video, but I think Charlie pretty much, if it's an animated video where a dolphin and Tyreek Hill jersey is getting arrested by the Coast Guard. That arrest situation seemed pretty bad. Watching the videos, like, not great.
Yeah.
Like, didn't like it. I think Tyreek Hill himself is a bad enough guy that I don't want to extend any grace to him.
Well, and he's come out and said he found the whole thing funny.
So are they mad? Are they worried that they offended, like, law enforcement with the video more than Hill? Like, I guess I'm wondering under what auspices were they told to take it down?
People that are wrongfully arrested for things, maybe?
Okay.
I don't know.
Hill actually finding it funny makes me glad that they took it down then.
The Colts released a statement.
What was the statement?
We removed our schedule release video because it exceeded our rights with Microsoft. It included an insensitive clip involving Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill. We sincerely apologize to Microsoft and Tyreek.
Okay, so it doesn't sound like they were apologizing to like the concept of that was a kind of a not good arrest video originally that they were lampooning. It sounds like they were apologizing to Hill. This
How's
is where
Microsoft get.
I don't. Yeah, that's weird.
They used the Microsoft program to make it.
Yes, obviously, presumably, because like the Chargers even had to do a little disclaimer for Minecraft and everything like that.
Okay.
If they were, hey, we took it down in part because we were mainly like sorry that we ran afoul of Tyreek Hill. I don't buy that. I think Tyreek Hill is a pretty clearly and proven bad enough guy on his own that he doesn't deserve any special grace here. None.
Anything else, Borges?
Yes. There's a meeting next week, I believe, between the NFL and the NFLPA regarding the participation of NFL athletes in the upcoming Olympics for flag football.
Okay, I don't think we should let them participate. I don't need to watch the dream team. I need us to prove as a country that we are even better than everybody. We are like three layers deep better at all football-related games like this by just sending a bunch of guys who aren't on the level athletically of NFL players and just winning that way. I don't want to see NFL players destroying other teams from other countries in flag football.
Is it going to be one of those things where, like, guys kind of, like, fudge dual citizenship and American players
they
end
might.
Up playing for other countries? In this?
Well, here's the thing, though. It's the Olympics. If you're a big-time NFL player, I mean, I'll use Tyreek Hill because people always laugh and say he would be an insanely good flag football player. Are you going to risk, like, hurting yourself if you're a younger guy who hasn't made the crazy money yet doing this? Why would you?
For the branding and promotion and also like the sponsorship.
What's worth more money? The sponsorship stuff that might come out of it or a big contract you might leave on the table?
I don't know. I have a weird...
Like if you were DK Metcalf and you hadn't signed that big deal with the Steelers.
I have a weird feeling right now that... When is this?
28.
Sorry, my bad.
I have a weird feeling Patrick Mahomes is going to be in the Olympics as the quarterback in this, and it's a way for the Olympics to capitalize on the popularity of the NFL and their biggest stars.
I don't think you should be allowed to play in it. If they let the NFL players play, I think you should have to be a certain level down the ladder. Like, I'd love to see if Nathan Peterman can lead Team USA to gold or Kenny Pickett. Like, I think it would be fun to watch, like, lesser-tier NFL players try to ball out.
It'd also be much more interesting if it was not, like, countries and it was states. If they did a flag football competition that involved NFL players, but it was Pennsylvania, New York, Ohio,
I mean, smart money's
Florida,
on Florida right there,
Georgia, California, Texas,
sneaking up in the laying in the weeds here is Maine,
Jersey.
Jersey has some good players.
Yeah, Jersey would have. I mean, and then you'd have to say like, is it the city you were born in or where you went to high school or something? Because all these kids would have transferred down to like IMG Academy or Montverde or
no,
whatever.
No, I think it would have to be like where you were born.
So then, if this rule applied for baseball and it was a state versus state, we could claim Ken Griffey Jr. for that
back in the day. Sure.
I just don't. I genuinely, all kidding aside, I don't really want to see NFL players, man. I think like. I understand the branding part of it, Pony, and like
I don't
hey,
really want to see flag football in the Olympics. Period. I don't
put him in pads. Play him against the New Zealand rugby team, the All Blacks. Good luck.
Okay, but here's the problem: like, if they're playing NFL football,
yeah, they're screwed.
They're going to destroy the New Zealand
now
All Blacks. They can do the haka dance. They can do the haka dance.
They're not going to get destroyed.
Is it haka or haka?
The haka.
No, they're getting destroyed, Charlie.
I think that'd be a lot closer than you would think.
No, it wouldn't, Charlie. Uh-huh. I know those guys are big and tough and insane. The NFL team would waste
them.
There's
something called the forward pass that they're unfamiliar
with. Just like if you put the NFL team in a rugby game, oh, those big NFL players are going to No, they're not. They're going to lose that game.
I call me crazy. I think they'd be a lot closer than you would
think. Charlie, you are crazy. No, it would not be close.
Only one way to find out. Put them in pads. Put them against the All Blacks. Done.
That was the Donnie Football Debrief, starring Charlie Borges.
That was actually a good debrief, though. I give him credit.
You were expecting something less than that?
No, I mean, it's always hard to sub in
Do
for,
you
like,
think less
for
of
the
me?
Man. No, it's always hard to sub in for like the guy who has made that segment his own or any segment his own, and I thought you really put your own individual stamp on it. I'm impressed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.